This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 67 of Painting on Glass, the timeless wonder of a reprise.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This smile be something to show me.
And oh, let me tell you, I love to have you back with me again right here in this episode of my podcast. Today's show might arouse the interest of the musician as well as the interest of the writer. So let me take you there. All you have to do is ease back and enjoy. Let's get started.
You gotta go out cruising. You gotta go out. Gotta go out cruising. Take a ride with me. Take a ride with me. A lot of people they're staying in their house and keep on praying for an answer without turning to the open road ahead. To the open road ahead.
Well, I don't know if you have ever been familiar with the word reprise yet, but that does not matter. We're about to shine a little light on it today, and I hope you like it the same as I do.
They are getting tired of living in a frame they used to step in, without a key to open the golden cage instead. The golden cage instead. We gotta go out cruising. We gotta go out cruising. We gotta go out cruising. Take a ride with me. Take a ride with me.
Let us now take a closer look. The word reprise derives from a French language, repris, and means to pick up something again. In musical terms, that means we pick up a melody of a previous song on an album, for example. In literary terms, it means you might pick up a sentence from the beginning of a chapter or a book. You're going to use it at the end once again. But you do not use it exact the same way. No, you vary a little bit. That's the art when working this way, and this makes it also efficient in how it appears to the listener or the reader.
With the trouble and the wonder, comes all the rain and thunder, till the cage that once was golden has turned into stone, has turned into stone. Better get yourself together, have a smile, things get better when you get out on the road with a brand new song. With a brand new song.
It is interesting that this is nothing new. It's nothing we invented these days. It goes back to the classical era of symphonic music, of composers like Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven. Those days, the reprise was part of the form of the sonata, and we're about to take a look at it now.
You gotta go out. You gotta go out cruising. You gotta go out cruising. Don't you take a ride with me. Don't you take a ride with me.
Now here's a little historical background. A sonata for orchestra is what we call a symphony. It has four movements, and the first as well as the fourth movement might be in that shape. First, there is the introduction of the two themes, melodies, you can say. In the next part, the composer shows us all his skills while working with the material of these two melodies, which is the most essential part of such a movement. And there it comes, the reprise, which can also be followed by a coda. But as I said, in this reprise, the melodies are kept simpler and in the same musical mode, which reminds us of the beginning of the whole movement. Isn't that neat? What a wonderful way to work with music on a higher level. Wow.
We gotta go out cruising. We gotta go out cruising. We gotta go out cruising. Won't you take a ride with me? Won't you take that ride with me?
For this episode, I chose the song "We Gotta Go Out Cruising" from the album Watershed. And I have my reasons why I chose this song. It is taken from the beginning of the album, and you might have already guessed it, there is also a reprise of the song at the end of exactly this album. And we're gonna listen to this reprise right now. And do not forget, it's not the same, it's a little different, and here we go.
We gotta go out cruising. We gotta go out cruising. We gotta go out cruising. Won't you take a ride with me? Won't you take a ride with me? A lot of people they're staying in their house and keep on praying for an answer without turning to the open road. Open road ahead.
See, it's like the echo of something that happened in a rather different way. It reminds you of something that is just like life itself when you remember things that happened sometime before. And this is the magic that makes it so wonderful to work with. The music and also literature owns something so hard to explain within this form of the reprise. Even for me, right here, as I show. Try it for yourself and see how it might work for you. I bet it'll be right. So right.
There I get tired of living in a frame they used to step in without a key to open. The golden cage instead, the golden cage instead. We gotta go out cruising, we gotta go out cruising, we gotta go out cruising. Won't you take a ride with me? Won't you take a ride with me?
I hope you've enjoyed being with me today. If you did, just spread a word about this podcast and please leave a rating or a review because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.